Officials are on Capitol Hill Tuesday to brief Congress on escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf. Senior Trump administration officials are meeting with members of Congress, including Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
We're in the region to address many things, but it is not to go to a war with Iran.
The closed-door session comes after weeks of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, raising alarms over a possible military confrontation. U.S. officials expressing their suspicions that Iran was responsible for attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Shanahan says the potential for Iranian attacks on Americans is on hold, but that does not mean the threat is gone.
The threat remains high. And our job is to make sure that there is no miscalculation by the Iranians.
The U.S. sent an aircraft carrier strike group, four bomber aircraft and other assets to the region, and is moving a Patriot missile battery to an unnamed country in the area. Former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena Tuesday to appear before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. McGahn was a key figure in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Huawei founder Ren Zhengfei said Tuesday that recent measures by the U.S. government won't affect his company's most advanced technology, including 5G. Ren spoke in a series of interviews on state-run news outlets. Last week, the U.S. Commerce Department added Huawei and 68 entities to an export blacklist that would make it nearly impossible for the Chinese telecommunications company to purchase goods made in the U.S. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on nations to accept those who are fleeing Venezuela. In a news briefing Tuesday, UNHCR spokesperson Liz Throssell cited worsening political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian conditions in Venezuela. She said some 3.7 million people have left the country. The agency encourages other countries to accept asylum seekers through group-based determinations. Authorities in New Zealand have charged the self-avowed white supremacist who killed 51 worshippers at two Christchurch mosques back in March with terrorism. It's the first time such a charge has been brought in the country's history. The World Food Program is warning that it may have to suspend the distribution of food aid in Houthi rebel-controlled areas of Yemen. That's if the group does not stop obstructing its work. The United Nations Food Agency calls on Yemeni leaders to control the Houthis. Here's Stefan Dujarric, the UN Secretary General's spokesperson.
This phased suspension of WFP operations will be taken as a last resort, and the agency will do everything within its powers to ensure that the weakest and most vulnerable, especially the children, do not suffer.
The UN's humanitarian operation in Yemen is its largest in the world. A panel of World Health Organization experts say strategies must be strengthened to combat the worsening Ebola epidemic in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO's annual conference in Geneva.
The WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti, finds the increasing number of new Ebola cases extremely worrying and challenging. She warns the risk of the disease spreading beyond Congo's borders is very high. She says the DRC's nine neighboring countries are aware of the dangers and, with the help of the WHO, have taken many steps to prepare for that possibility.
We have 16 Ebola treatment centers and units having been established across the nine countries.
WHO officials are appealing for intensified international political engagement and financial support to combat Ebola. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The WHO's latest report counted more than 1,700 cases of Ebola in Congo, including more than 1,200 deaths. Malawian President Peter Mutharika is seeking a second term as voters in the Southern African nation cast ballots in Tuesday's general election. About 6.8 million voters are choosing whether to allow the 78-year-old Mutharika to stay in office. We have more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.